Okay, Shalom Aleichem again. We learned Beis Amid Aleph yesterday. We'll continue Beis Amid Beis. So the Gemara says if the Malchei Yisrael, the year begins with first Chodesh Nisan, so if he was appointed king in Adar, his Malchus already began, and even though he was only functioning for a few days, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's called Shana Shnia L'Melech Ploni. So the Gemara, the Brisa repeats it a few times. So the Gemara asks, why is it repeated? The Gemara says, L'tzricha d'chidush is, even if he's a melech ben melech, and he's yashening the kingdom from his father, and even though, imnu alei me'ador, they already decided they're going to appoint him as the king. And he's a melech ben melech, tati le'tivu, so still, since his official kingdom doesn't begin until Nisan, so Nisan is the next, the second year is the Shana Rishayna. You don't say the Shana Rishayna begins from Adar. So what does it mean? He's a Melech ben Melech, I guess, but there are a few sons. So they had to determine which son is going to take over the Malchus. And then Imnu Alei. What do you mean Imnu Alei? They already voted. They had Omdo Dominion. They decided they're going to make him the king. So what's missing? I mean the official Hachtara, the official coronation, the official investiture. So he's not a king until you make the official Hachtara. The Pashta says that it's not so. So what, perhaps what it means is, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Melochim that in order to function as a Melech, you have to be appointed by the Bez Nagadol. And he brings the Raya, Ki Yeshua, like Yeshua ben Nun had a din of Melech. How do you know Yeshua ben Nun had a din of a Melech? For many years there was no Melech, there was a Shofet. The Melech has a din. Usually there's a mitzvah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak has it. Usually there's a mitzvah, every kol adam Yisrael has an obligation to write a Sefer Torah, kisvah lachem asashira hazos, and then a melech has an obligation to write kosulas mishnah ha-Torah hazos. He has to write a Sefer Torah sheni, a second Sefer Torah. Mishnah ha-Torah means Sefer Torah sheni. So the Shoftim didn't have a din of a melech, but Yeshua ben Nun had a din of a melech. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, how does it say? Lo yasa sef ha-Torah zeh mipicha v'agisa b'yam v'alayla. So the Medrash says, what sef ha-Torah zeh mipicha? What sef ha-Torah? So the Medrash says, Mishnah Torah. What Mishnah Torah? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, because of us, Mishnah Torah is us. Yeshua ben Nun had a din of a melech. He had to carry a sef ha-Torah with him all the time. The Sefer Torah that everybody has an obligation to write, Kisvah Lachem Asashir Azaz, is that you write and you leave it at home. And the Sefer Torah, Shei Shal Melech, Mishnah Torah says, V'arsi'imah, B'kar B'kar Yimei Chayav, is supposed to have it with them all the time. So the Malach told them, Halilai, Lo Yosef Sefer Torah Zem Micho, you are the Melech and you have to carry this Sefer Torah with you all the time. And you're supposed to learn from him. Because he had a din of a Melech. So who appointed Yeshua ben Nun as the Melech? So the Rambam says, Ki Yeshua ben Nun, Sheminehu Moshe u'beis dina. Moshe Abenu and his Bezna had the din of a Bezna HaGadol. So they appointed Yeshua ben Nun. That's in this week's Seder, Parshas Pinchas. That Moshe Abenu asks, you tell me I'm going to die, so who's going to take over? So we have to appoint a new melech. So Yeshua ben Nun had the din of a melech. So maybe what it means is everybody decided he's a melech ben melech. He's going to yarshin the meluchah, and there are a few sons, so they decided which one of the sons is going to get it. It was all decided, but they didn't yet have the stamp of approval of the Bez Nagadol. Maybe that's what it means. Until the Bez Nagadol approves it, al pi din, his malchus doesn't begin. So everything was completed. All the politicians agreed he should take over in Chodesh Adar, but the Bez Nagadol didn't approve it until Chodesh Nisan. So his malchus doesn't begin until Nisan. Okay, that's what it says in the Gemara. So then the Gemara has towards the bottom, five lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Rav Chisda, says, Lo shana ala malch Yisrael, ala malch Yom Yisrael, miz mitishri manina. So Rabbi Yechanan here, based on the days, is a long Yalfusa with a lot of psukim and continues Gimel Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara said there's a Braisa that quotes Tanya Kavase about 20 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. says Tanya Kavasi de Rabbi Yochanan. The line begins with the word Yochanan. And the Braisa has all of Sukkim that Rabbi Yochanan quoted to show that by Malchei Yisrael, Jewish history, the year begins with the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to show how by Malchus Umas Oilam it's not so. So the Pesukim that they quote here on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom, they quote from Nehemiah. They quote the Pesukim from Nehemiah. Rashi in a few places, when the Gemara quotes Pesukim from Nehemiah, Rashi always refers to it as Sefer Ezra. That's based on Sir Rabbi Kedeger and the Gilead Ashas in one place. He collects quite a few Rashis like that. That's based on the Gemara. I think it's in the end of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the Gemara says in Baba Basra in the first parak that there are Chof Talad Kisvei Kodesh, the 24 Svarim in the Tanakh. Only 24 Svarim, if you assume that Shmuel Aleph Shmuel Beis is one Sefer, Melachim Aleph Melachim Beis is one Sefer, Treyasa we all know is one Sefer, Dibra Yamim Aleph Dibra Yamim Beis is one Sefer, and Ezra Nehemiah is one Sefer. We have all of these written as two books. That's based on the Christian Bible. The Christians made that. But Al Pidin, Ezra Nehemiah is one Sefer. So the Gemara asks in Perek Chelek, why is Sefer Nehemiah not Nikra Al Shmo? How come it's part of Ezra? So the Gemara says he was punished min HaShemayim because he's always Machzik Toiv Liatzmo. Nehemiah, every so often, is quoted in the book of Nehemiah, which is really the second half of Sefer Ezra. It's not a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. He's quoted always as saying, Zochor li elokai l'toivo. The Rebbeinu Shlom should farech in this. It should be considered as a schus for me that I did this wonderful thing and that wonderful thing. So the Gemara says, because he's always bragging that he deserves credit for this, that, and the other thing. He did a lot of wonderful things. That's why he was punished that the Sefer is not Nikra al Shmo. So that's why whenever Rashi is quoting a passage from Nehemiah, he'll always call it Sefer Ezra. The Chidor has two commentaries on Yankel. Chidor wrote many Svarim, over 80 Svarim, I think. Chidor has two commentaries on Yankel. So on that Gemara, where it says, Loma Nikra, why Sefer Nehemiah is not Nikra al Shmo, so the Chidor lived in the 1700s, and he raises a question, but how come today Nehemiah is a separate Sefer? And we call it on his name. So the Pashtas, the real answer is, it's not correct. They picked it up from the Christians. The Christians are the ones, the Torah or always gives you which Sefer or which chapter. The chapters are based on the Christian Bible. That's not the way the Masorah breaks down the chapters. In this week's Sedra, there's a Parsha B'Emtza HaPasuk. And according to the Christian Bible that we all use, unfortunately, in the middle of the Pasuk, that's a new chapter. It's mamash in the middle of a Pasuk. The whole thing is not right. So the same thing, the Nehemiah is not a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. So the Chidor says, he quotes from some Sefer, that the Nehemiah was punished, that the Sefer should be not Nikra al Shmo. So apparently it reached the point he was punished long enough. He was Yotze, like a person goes to prison, then they send him out of prison, he's a free man. So Nehemiah was suffering all these years after he passed away so many centuries ago, he suffered long enough. And he's no longer punished, and therefore now the Sefer is Nikra al Shmo. The Pashta says that it's not correct. When you write the Ezra Nehemiah, you don't have blank lines in between. It's not two different Svarim. It's one Sefer. The Pashta is the one Sefer. So the Gemara quotes on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, and then continuing on the days, Gemara quotes the Psukim that Hanani came from Eretz Yisrael, and Nehemiah was the butler to the king, Artachshasta. And Rashi, the first Rashi in Nehemiah, quotes from the Midrashim, what the Rishonim quote on his daf, Artachshasta happened to be Jewish. He was the king. Because Achashverosh was the king of Sheva, V'Esam, and Mea Medina, 127 Medinas, and Eretz Yisrael happened to be in the middle of the 127 Medinas. So his mother was Esther Hamalka, and his father was a goy. His father was Achashverosh. So strictly speaking, Acham Habah Abbas Yisrael, the child is Jewish. We pass on child is Jewish. So that's what the Gemara discusses. What's the story with Artachshasta? He was a Jewish king, and he was ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So do we treat his history like Jewish history? He's like a melech, Mimalchei Yisrael. He happened to be Jewish b'mikre, by an accident of fate, and happened to be a king over Eretz Yisrael. It was the king over 127 Medinas. So Does he have the din of Malchus Yisrael that his years begin with Nissan? Does he have the din of Malchiyum Mesoilim? He was a goy gomer. His mother was Jewish, he was Jewish, but he didn't know anything about Yiddishkeit. He was brought up as a goy gomer. It was a tragedy that this nice, fine, religious tzaddikus Esther had to live with the goy all the years. She had no brera. It was pikuach nefashis, sakanas nefashis. She had to live with the goy. And the Chachamim saw through this great tragedy, and they saw that this was the way the Menasebes writes the Lashon, they established the Yontif of Purim because they felt that this Nes Purim was an Aschalt of the Gula. It's going to lead to the building of the second Beis Hamikdash. Gula means the building of the Beis Hamikdash. It's called Geula. So they saw through this, they felt that this is going to be something wonderful. But it was a tragedy to Shaito. And she probably had a lot of children. They were all brought up as Goyim Gemurim, but she had no choice. So the Gemara raises the question, what is the status of our Tachshasta? So the Gemara says there's a steer in Psukim. So in the earlier years, the Gemara has on the last line, on Gimel on the base, the Gemara answers the steer. After he, our Tachshasta originally, it meant something to him that he was Jewish. His mother told him that you are Jewish and you're ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So Kozman, that it meant something to him, he's a Jewish person, he's a Jewish king ruling over Eretz Israel. So then Kozman, that was in his head, his government had the status of Malchus Yisrael. And after the mothers passed away, after Esther passed away, Mistama, and her influence on her son evaporated into thin air. So then Lachash Echmetz, then it didn't mean anything to him. Then the Gemara says he wasn't so supportive of the cause of the building of the Beis Hamikdash and helping out the Jewish people. It didn't mean anything to him. He was a secular person, and the government was totally secular. So then he had the din, like a Malchi or Mesoilam. And Eretz Yisrael, now we raised the question yesterday, should you change, if you're writing how many years it is since Hakamas HaMedina, should you change when it comes Rosh Chodesh Nissan? So we said the Pashtus says Eretz Yisrael has a din of Malchus Yisrael. It's a lot of people in the government are very secular. But they have kashrus in the army, and they observe a little bit Shabbos. They try to observe a little bit. It's clearly a Jewish Medina. That's why there's so much anti-Semitism. If we wouldn't have the status of a Jewish Medina, the whole world wouldn't be the United Nations. The whole world wouldn't be attacking Israel. They don't attack every little country. They only attack Israel because it's a Jewish Medina. So the perception clearly is that it's a Malchus Yisrael. So that's why the Pashtus is that even though they're very secular people running the government, has a still of Malchus Yisrael. Chazinish writes in the end of the first parak in his Sefer on Erevin, end of the first parak, there's a Mishnah there, Abod Dvarim Patru B'machne. There are four kulas, four leniencies, and Dinim Derabbanan, you can have leniencies, with respect to Machne Yisrael. So the Chazinish writes, when does it have a din of Machne Yisrael? So he wrote this before Hakamas HaMedina. So he says, there is no Jewish Medina, there's just you have the Haganah. They want to make a Medina, but the Haganah is an army that's not being sponsored by Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. But after Medina was established, then the Jewish army has the status of Machne Yisrael. So you have a din, and you have to be careful from Meiraglayim and Soya and Erva, Machanecha Kodesh, all the dinim of Machne Yisrael. Machne Yisrael is only if the army is sponsored by a Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael means the Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So far, the government in Eretz Yisrael conveys the perception to the whole world that it is a Jewish government, even though they do shtiklach here and there, but it clearly is a Jewish government. So that's what the Gemara says. Artachshasta was Jewish, and Kozban, that the mother's influence meant something to him. So his government, and he happened, the Mikrab happened to be ruling over Eretz Yisrael also. So that's called Malchus Yisrael. So the years begin with Chodesh Nissan, but after the Hashpah of the mother faded away, she passed away, and that was it. So then it had the din. It was a secular government, then it's Malchus Mesoilim. Because just because the Queen of England, even if she is a descendant from Malchus Beis David, and even when Eretz Yisrael was under the British, Ben Mikre, it didn't mean anything. It wasn't the Jewish government ruling over Eretz Yisrael. So that was never a din of Malchus Yisrael. Yeah, the Gemara quotes the pasuk that Hanani, the Gemara tells you the order was Hanani came from Eretz Yisrael, and he tells Nehemiah what a terrible situation it is in Yerushalayim. that they burn down the walls and they're giving the Jews a hard time and they have no food to eat and so on. So then a few months later, he serves the king breakfast in bed, Artachshasta Melech, and Rashi writes there the opening pasuk on Nehemiah, that's Ezra Malka's son, he's Jewish. He serves him breakfast in bed, and the king notices that he looks sad. So he says, Madua Parecha Roim Hayom, how come you look sad? So he says, because he heard a message, Hanani told him the message, that the Jews in Yerushalayim, he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu quickly, was Palal Al Hashem, praised the Baruch Shalom, that the king should, Michoshet, that he's trying to overthrow the government. The king should have Rachmanis on him, he shouldn't get angry at him. So then he tells the king that he's, how can he not be sad? I'm Jewish, and all the Jews in Yerushalayim, where my ancestors are buried, Vakim Kibbutz Abisenu, the situation is so bad. So in the middle of nowhere, so the king says, okay, how much, and he says, maybe you can let me go to Eretz Yisrael and help them rebuild the walls and rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and everything. And the king agrees, and he gives him all the money that he needs. Why did the king agree? So the pasuk says, V'hashegol Yishev Setzlo. Yishegol is the woman. Yishegol is the woman. Like we say, Pilegesh. So the Ravid writes in his commentary on Torah's Kohanim, Pilegesh is Milosh and Shegel. The letters are rearranged. But it says, sometimes it says Yishgolenu, and it's a Kriyak Sibi, it's a Yishgavenu. So Shegel is a woman. So the Gemara has a whole interpretation that the Shegel was a Kalbasa in the middle of the Avdalah Amid Aleph, that he used to practice Mishka Behema. This Artachshasta was an Oisburf, and he used to sleep with the Behema. But the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is not like that. Pasha Pshat, the Shegel is a woman. And then the story doesn't say anything about the woman. Why does it mention the Shegel is Shevis Etzlo? It's unclear. What does that have to do with the rest of the story there in Nehemiah? So the Malbim in his commentary on Nehemiah suggests Ashegol Yishev Setzlo, if he pshuta means that his mother was there, Esther Amalka was there. And then when Nehemiah said, I'm Jewish, and they gave me a report of how sad the situation is in Yerushalayim, my ancestors are buried there, and it's terrible, would you let me go there? It's so. So Esther Amalka said to her son, I'm Jewish, you're Jewish, we're all Jewish. Kind meine. My dear son, you better support the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. That's how the Malbim suggests, that Esther was the one who convinced him to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim and so on. So that was Kodim Shehechmet. It's called Zman that it meant something to him, that he's Jewish and he's the king over Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to have a Jewish king. So then he had the din of Malchus Yisrael. He was Jewish and he was the king over Eretz Yisrael. But then after the mother passed away, and it was Lacha Shehechmet, he turned into vinegar. Yayin Shehechmet, he became sour. The influence of the mother disappeared. So then he was a secular person. So then he has a din, like a Malchus and Masorim. That's what it sounds like in the Gemara. So then the Gemara says on top of Dalet and Aleph, how do you see he was Hechmetz, but he's sending Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. He's sending Korbanos Maya to the God in the heaven above, that his kingdom should remain. So the Gemara says, what's so terrible about that? The Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash should pray that he and his children should remain ruling the 127 Medinas for many years to come. Sure. So the Gemara says, so what's so bad about that? If a person brings Korbanos because he wants to rule his country for many years, or he gives tzedakah, babush, yichmi, b'ni, what's so terrible? The Gemara has a lashon, harei ze tzadik gomer, what's so terrible about that? The Chofetz Chaim points out in one place that this Gemara appears in other mesichtas as well, says Psochim. I think there in Psochim, they have the Rabbein Hananel printed on the side of the page. So he has a different gear. Instead of saying Harezu Tzadik Gomer, it says Harezu Tzedokah Gemura. Okay, that tones it down a little bit. But still, it's not so terrible. So the Gemara says, what's so bad? If you bring a ride that Hechmetz, because he's asking them, he's sending money to Yerushalayim, they should bring Karbanos, that he and his children should remain running the government of Sheva V'yasa Me'medin. What's so bad about that? And for the Gemara, that comment that we said That's only by Yisraelim. Because if a Jew gives money for tzedakah, we say a mishaberach. We say a person gets an aliyah, they say mishaberach, and they say babushi ten tzedakah avura. And what if min hashamayim? Let's say the chayla is going to die. I pledge to give money to tzedakah in order that a chayla should get better. What if the chayla dies? Will I ask for my money back? So that's what the Gemara distinguishes. The Yisrael will not ask for his money back. So then you say, harezu tzari gomra, harezu tzedakah gomra, that's fine. But by the Yom HaSoilam, we're afraid that if his purpose for giving the tzedakah will not be fulfilled, if it's going to turn out that he gave tzedakah b'avushi yichyeh b'ni, his son is sick, and then the son dies, then he's going to ask for the money back. He'll ask a refund. But then by Yom HaSoilam, it's not tzedakah gomra, it's not a tzari gomra. That's how the Gemara distinguishes. So the Gemara says also that when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, they put wood on the bottom of the walls around the Beis HaMikdash, because if the walls would just be made from cement, stone walls or cement, then he won't be able to burn them. But if the Jews will rebel against him and the bottom of all the walls is a lot of wood, so he can burn down the whole wall. So that's why our Tachshasta, that's the Gemara's right, and he was Hechnitz, because he put wood in the walls around the Beis HaMikdash to be able to burn it down if need be. Or because the Shegel Yishev Setzla, the Gemara had a tradition that the Shegel means the Kalbasa, he practiced Mishka Behema. Okay. It doesn't really, from the Psukim, you don't really see this. Like the Tosfos on the previous daf, on Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Sicha Melech HaMori is the same person as Haknani Melech HaRod. So Tosfos says, the simple reading, the little Tosfos HaRod Shmo, on Gimel Amud Aleph, the simple reading of the Pesukim, you don't see this at all. The Sicha Melech HaMori is the same person as Haknani Melech HaRod. But that's, the Gemara had a tradition that it's the same person, but Pashta Dikra is not so here also. Parshat Pshat and the Pesukim doesn't say all this. They must have had a tradition that it was a Kalbasa. Okay. And then the Gemara on the bottom of Dalam and Aleph starts the famous sugya of Balti Acher, that the Mishnah says that Echad Benissen is the month when Pesach falls out, and Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah for the Shalosh Regalim. In what sense is Pesach? What do you mean in Rosh Hashanah for Shalosh Regalim? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, there's a lava balti acher. We mentioned the other day when we first did the first Mishnah that the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs writes in the Sheresh Hachi, Sheresh Tes, he's not going to count how many times the Pasuk repeats the same din. If it says many times not to eat chelev adam, you only count it as one lav. Not to eat chelev is one lav, not to eat dam is another dam. You don't count it six times because it's repeated six times. And tefillin is repeated four times. Says you only count shaliyah. It's one mitzvah, shalosh. It's one mitzvah. You don't say it's four mitzvahs on the shaliyah and four mitzvahs on the shalosh. A kefil alav or a kefil al mitzvah is only counted once. So the Rambam writes that in the beginning of Parshas Matos it says a person takes a neder, a shvur, cholayetim mipiv yaseh. That's an essay. And then it says in Kiseitzin Chumis Barim. How does it say there by the Nidre Govoa? Motzus Sechet Tishmo Yosi Sakashen Adat Alashem Akechen Adova, etc. So the Rambam says that's a kefil mitzvah. He's only counted once. So the Ramban there argues, and he thinks that he should count it twice. We explained that the pasuk Motzus Sechet Tishmo is an iser essay. The pasuk Chol Hayetzim Piv Yaseh. By Nidri Harishuas, that's an Isser essay. It's not a Kiyum essay. And the Pasuk Matzav Sechatishma, that's a Kiyum essay. So Ramban thinks it should be counted twice. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, that one is an Isser essay, one is a Kiyum essay. But sometimes you have a Pasuk in Chumash that's both an Isser essay and a Kiyum essay, like Tashbisu and Erev Pesach. Tashbisu is a Kiyum essay to destroy the Chumash. It's either Ein Bir Chumash or the Bisrefer. But you recite a bracha al bir chametz before you do the bedikah, because the bedikah is going to lead up to the biur. And the Rosh has a klal in the beginning of Ksub, is you only recite a bracha when you're about to fulfill a kiyum esrei. You don't recite a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of a nisa. Let that person is going to shave with an electric shaver. So does he say a bracha? You don't say a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of the nisa and you go to eat kosher food. So on Pesach night, you say a motzi lech meros and say a shikirishon b'mitzvah tzivano al achilas matzah. So whenever you eat kosher food, you should say first a bracha shahakol and a cup of coffee. Then you say a shikirishon b'mitzvah tzivano shalol lech macholas asuris. So the Rosh says in the beginning of Ksubis, you never say a bracha when you're about to avoid violation of an adera. You only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill the kiyum esrei. So we do recite the bracha al bir chametz. It's only because of the bedika de rabbanan. No, the bedika is the beginning of the beer. The beer is a kiyum esrei. Tashbisa is a kiyum esrei, but it's also an iser esrei. It's both. Sometimes you have a pasuk that's only an iser esrei. Let's say, for example, the Rambam counts in the Sefer Mitzvahs called tzipa tahara techelu. It's a mitzvah to eat chicken once a day, every day. Every time you eat chicken, it's a mitzvah. No, it means you shouldn't eat an eagle. It's an iser esrei. Don't eat tzipa tamea. Called tzipa Torah Techelu is an iser esrei. It's not a kiyum esrei. Then you have a mitzvah to wear tefillin, to say kriya shma. That's only a kiyum esrei. It's not an iser esrei. If you didn't like tefillin, you did an avera. You didn't do an avera. You failed to fulfill a mitzvah esrei. So sometimes you have an esrei that's only an iser esrei. Sometimes an esrei it's only a kiyum esrei. Sometimes have both. So the Rambam holds that these two blend in. It's one big mitzvah that has part of it is kiyum esrei, part of it is iser esrei. So the Ramban thinks that that's enough cause to count it as two differences. And the Ramban says there are another two differences between the two. One is kiyum esrei, one is iser esrei. Then he says, Baal ta'acher. If you wait shalosh regalim, you're in violation of Baal ta'acher. Kisid nedla shamakach la'asach l'shalmo. So the Ramban thinks in the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's only a nidri gavoa. A nidri harishus, he doesn't agree. We mentioned that the Ran in the Dorim, I think I'd have some gimel or something like that, some ballad, something. So the Ran disagrees. The Ran says even if a person took a neder that he will abstain from eating cookies for a 30-day period, and it didn't say which 30-day period, he has to pick when. So the Ran says he better pick it quickly within Yud Beis Chodesh, because if he lets a year go by, or if he lets Shalosh Shagolim go by, then it'll be a violation of Baal Ta'acher, even though it's Baal Ta'acher on a ned that was an Iser, not a Kiyum Esrei. So the Ran disagrees with that Ramban. But then the Ramban has another difference. We don't know if Rishonim agree or disagree. Ramban has a third difference between the two, Essen. He says, if a person takes a neder not to eat cookies, or not to whatever, not to attend the mother-in-law's 90th birthday party or whatever, so that's only binding when he says Harini Noider, Harini Nishba. But it just says, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to the party. If he says, I swear, so that's Harini Nishba in English. I take an oath. He says, Neder is binding in a different Balaz also. But if he says, I will not go to the birthday party, so he said, that's not binding unless he says Harini Noider, Harini Nishba. But if a person says, I will bring a korban oilo to the Beis Hamikdash, even though he didn't say Harini Noida, Harini Nishba, by Nidre Govoya, by Nidre Mitzvah, has a din of an edda, even though he didn't say Harini Noida. That's what the Ramban suggests. I don't know if all the Rishonim agree, but that's what Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs writes like that. So the Gemara has a big machlokes hatanaim. When exactly is one a violation of the din of Baal Ta'acher? So we assume Shalosh Regalim. So the opinion of the Tana Reb Shimon, the Gemara said, the Mishnah that says, Echad ben Nissen.
Why would there be, Rabbi Shefter, why would there be a dinner if anytime a person says a lashon shvua, he's chayav ben nidre gavoya? The Gemara asks, yes, shalosh lahagdish or any other slahagdish.
The Gemara has what? Whether what?
A question of yesh yadis lahagdish or any other slahagdish.
There is a din of yad, yeah, by nedarim.
But if you don't need to make any lashon of shvua, just say a statement. You're already chayiv. So what's the question of yadis? It's not a lashon of shvua at all.
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. Yad means a person didn't say a full sentence, and it's a little unclear. It's 80% clear what he's driving at, But by Nedar Meshuas, you need Levate Bisasai. So that's a Chiddush Din of Yad, that if he says enough of the statement that we know 80% clear what he's driving at, so that's a Din of Yad.
The Rashi and the Ram there said if you don't say a Lashon of Shvua by Yadis, that you don't say a Lashon of fully Kainam or a Lashon of Karbon, that's the what they define as Yadis. So, the Ramban who says, anytime I say I'm going to be chayiv, l'chayra.
Ramban says, nidri gavaya, it's binding, even though you didn't say hereni nodeh hereni nishba, right? But the nidri harshus, you have to say hereni nodeh hereni nishba. Okay.
Would that be because of yadis? The Ramban? Or even without yadis? Because
yadis. I don't think it's based on yadis. No. He thinks that Nidre Gavaya are binding even without saying Hareni Noide. It's binding even without. Person says, Welcome the Yeshnam Perek Zeh. He says, I'm going to wake up early tomorrow morning and I'm going to review this Perek. So even though he didn't say Hareni Noide, Hareni Nishba, he said, Welcome the Yeshnam Perek Zeh. So the Gemara says, Nedagodol Nodol Lalaka Yisrael. It's binding. I didn't say Hareni Noide. So that's what Ramban says. You don't have to, since it's Nidre Gavaya. So you don't have to say Hareni Noda. That's not Midin Yodas. No. Yodas means when it's a little unclear what he's driving at. So there's a Yad HaMachiach and there's a Yad She'en HaMachiach. So if it's a Yad HaMachiach, it's like 90% or 95% obvious what he's driving at. Then we have Psukim that Yad is considered a Loshen. If it's only 80% clear what he's driving at, so that's a machloikas tanoim and a machloikas hamarayim. Whether yad she'en machiach is also a din of yad or not. The pasuk, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that's a din of yad by nedarim meshvuas. So that's machloikas tanoim and hamarayim, how far that chiddush goes. Sometimes you have a yad she'en machiach klal. It's not even 80%. It's only 65% clear what he's driving at. So then it's a chishet belibo. If a person had a mind to accept a neder, but he never said it. He never said, he said, I'm taking a neder. He didn't say what. He didn't explain what. And it's so unclear what he's driving at. Then it, chishev b'libo is not binding. Davke nefesh kishishova, levati b'sosam, you have to pronounce it. Yeah. So the Gemara has here, that there's a din of Baal Teachin, the different opinions in the Tanaim. When does one violate Baal Teachin? So the Gemara is going to say soon, the pasuk says, "Uvasa shama v'havesim shama." On Shalosh Regalim, a Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, there's an obligation to visit the Beis Hamikdash to be oiler regal. The men, Yirel Kol Zuchorchan, the men have an obligation to visit the Beis Hamikdash and to bring uvasa shama v'havesim shama. They should bring whatever karbonis they pledged since last Yontif. Now they're going to Yerushalayim. They should bring. So the Gemara says, if a person set aside a carbon, he was mafresh a carbon, and he doesn't bring it, the next regal, next yontif is going to be sukkos, or he's mafresh the carbon after sukkos, next yontif is going to be pesach. He's mafresh after pesach, next yontif is going to be shavuos. And when it comes regal rishon, and he doesn't bring the carbon with him, then he's in violation of the yesse uvasa shama v'havesim shama. So one time is of the opinion that the lav of Baal Teachin is the same as the yesse. You violate Baal Teachin on the regal Rishon. We don't accept that opinion. We pass, you only violate Baal Teachin if he waited all the Shalosh Regalim or Shana Shlema, if he waits a whole year. How is it possible to have a whole year without Shalosh Regalim? The Gemara says, if you have an Adar Sheni thrown in there, so it could be that it's a person, let's say, what's the case in the Gemara? I forgot already. Sometimes it's possible to wait one year to the other. It's already Yud Beis Chodesh, a whole year, and it's not yet Shalosh Regalim. So the different opinion, how long do you have to wait before you bring, without bringing the carbon, to violate Baal Teachin? So one Tana says regal rishon because the essay is uvasa shama veistam shama and the lois essay is the same as the essay. We don't pass like we pass on shalosh regal. Reb Shimon by Yochai is of the opinion has to be shalosh regal and kisidron. What's kisidron? He says the Rosh Hashanah for shalosh regalim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur don't fit in here. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no Aliyah L'Regel. But Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot are the same type of Kedusha. So to the first of the series goes first Pesach, then Shavuot, then Sukkot. So if he took a neder before Pesach and he lets Pesach go, Shavuot go, Sukkot go, Shalosh Shavuot and Kesidron, then he's in violation not only of the Essay of Asur Shama V'Esim Shama, that's regular Rishon, then he's in violation of the Lav. But if he took the neder after Pesach and he doesn't bring the korban, not Shavuos, not Sukkot, not Pesach, not Shavuos, he didn't yet violate Baal Tach until it comes Sukkot. That's the Bishalosh Regalim Kesidron. So these are the different opinions in the Tanoim. We paskan, I think, just Shalosh Regalim. I don't think we paskan Kesidron. I don't think we hold like Reb Shimon's opinion. There's a Pnei Yeshua on Beitza has a Chiddush. He thinks that the Uvasa Shama Vahavesim Shama, that you're in violation of the essay, regular Rishon, if he didn't bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash. That's only if he was mafrish the korban already and he didn't bring it by the regular Rishon. What if he took a neder, but he wasn't yet mafrish the korban? So if he took a neder, Oma Veloy Afrish, and he Shalosh Regalim go by, then he is in violation of Baltiacher. But Oma Veloy Afrish, and the regular Rishon goes by, he wasn't mafrish it yet. So the Pnei Yeshua has a Chiddush, he thinks that you're not yet in violation of the essay of Vasu Shama Vavesim Shama. Because there's a Rashi in Beitza where Rashi interprets in the Gemara, he took a neder to bring a korban and it comes to Regalim, he doesn't have to rush, he has till the third regal. So Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean? But he's over on the essay. So he thinks the essay is only if Afrish Veloy Akrit, but Oma Veloy Afrish, if he took the neder and he wasn't mafresh yet, then there is no essay. There'll only be shalosh regalim. If he waited all the shalosh regalim. So the Gemara says, even though the reading of the psukim is kisidin neder l'Hashem alakach l'osach l'sham, if he took a neder, what if I didn't take a neder? What if I'm mafresh chumas and maisris and I didn't give away the chumah to the kohenim or the maiserishin to the levi or the maiserani to the yoni? I didn't take any neder. So the Gemara learns that from the psukim by reading in between the lines. That, well, let's say he was Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg and is obligated to bring a Korban Chatos, and he dilly-dallies, he doesn't hear, a year goes by and he didn't bring the Chatos. So the Gemara learns that from the Psukim, that's the Brisa on the bottom of Dalet Amid Aleph, that the din of Tana Rabbana, the last two lines, that the din of Baal Tachar even applies to Maisris. Tosis raises the issue, the bottom few lines in the bottom Tosis. Sastema, the last two and a half lines. Why did the Brice only talk about Maisris? Maiser Rishon giving to the Levi, Maiser Oni giving to the Oni. Why didn't they talk about Truma Gedola? So Mistama, it's included. Mistama has the same din. So the Gemara has a Chiddush. Even though there's no Neder involved, he was just Korishem. He was Mafish, Trumas, and Maisris. Or he was Mechal Shabbos, B'shoigig, is Chai V'chatos, or Enoshim, whatever, and he dilly dallies, he doesn't bring it, then he'll be in violation of Baal Tiach, even though there is no Neder over there. What do you say if the person violates Baal Te'acher? Is the korban pasul? If he didn't, he was mafresh a korban, and he waits shalosh regalim, and he didn't bring the korban yet. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, the korban is kosher. The korban is not pasul. The korban is kosher. And that's on the top of Vav and Aleph. One might have thought the korban is pasul. It's not true. And if the person, let's say, violated Baal Teach, he didn't bring the carbon to Lech to Shalosh Regalim, the carbon will be kosher. Do you say that he violated his nether? Do you say that the Shalosh Regalim is a shear and a nether, even though he didn't say any time limit? He took a nether to bring a carbon. So maybe the Chumash tells us that his man is within the first Shalosh Regalim, and if he waits to Lech to Shalosh Regalim, it's considered as if he violated the essay of Motzvah Secha Tishmar, of Kol HaYetzim Epiv Yaseh. Maybe he violated the neder. So the Gemara says, no, he violated Baal Te'acher, but he didn't violate the essay of Motzvah Secha Tishmar. He didn't violate the essay of Kol HaYetzim Epiv Yaseh. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Here the top of Avim and Aleph, the eight lines down, they quote the pasuk. Men lochalishan lamayet yikach mishkav chamit tachtecha. So the Gemara says, "Ein ish de shalad de meis elam came of action and men a mammon the ein lo." Person pledged, the person took a neder, and he doesn't fulfill a neder. So babon edarim, because the husband didn't fulfill a neder, sometimes the wife will be punished. Why should the wife be at fault? I don't know. She should encourage her husband. He should fulfill his neder. So the Gemara says, what if a person dilly dallies, and he does bring the karbanis, but after shalosh regalim? So the Gemara says, you have to bring lo sach l'shalma v'hoi b'cho chet. So the Gemara says, b'cho chet lo b'ishto cho chet. B'avon adarim ishto shalad ha-meis is only if he doesn't fulfill an edem at all. But if he violates b'al te'acher, then the wife will not be punished, because the Mishlam Melech has a whole lesson in his Sefer Parashas Drachim. He says, you see from the Gemara that it's not that the Shalosh Regalim is the shear for the Kiyam HaMitzvah of bringing the fulfilling the neder. No, it can fulfill a neder even 5 years later. Ba'avon Adar Mishto Shalad Mesa, if he's violating the neder. But here it's a din about the acher. It's not considered as if he violated the neder. There's a problematic Rambam, and the Sefer HaMitzvah writes not so. The Rambam writes, if a person violates Ba'al Te'acher, it's considered as if he was Mevatel HaNeder, as if he didn't fulfill the neder. So the Mishlam Melech is bad that it's against the Gemara. So he says there's a Medrash Bereshis Rabbah that says like the Rambam, the Medrash says that why did Rachel die when she died at a young age? Why did she die when Yankel Avinu returned back to Eretz Yisrael? So because Yankel Avinu took a neder, Kol HaShetit Ani Aser Asfen Aloch, He pledged. He took a neder. And he didn't fulfill it. So in the end, he did fulfill it. But because he violated Baal Tacha, that's why the wife died. So he said, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, that Bavon Adar Mishtu Shalad Mesa only means if he's Mevatel Neder. But if he violated Baal Te'acher, that's not a bitla neder. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that it's a bitla neder. That's against the Bavli. That's against this Gemara. That's supported by that medrash. That's why Rachel died, because Yankov Avinu delayed fulfilling the neder. That even to violate Baal Te'acher, violating Baal Te'acher, it means that you violated the essay, as if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Here there's a Rabbeinu Tam, Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosfos Dibur Maaschal, Tzedokas and Ma'isris. If a person pledges to give tzedokah to the gizbar, there's a certain charity, and there's a gabbai in charge, and I pledge, and I didn't give it, and Sholosh Yigalim go by. So the Gemara is going to say soon that if, as far as tzedokah is concerned, you don't even have to wait Sholosh Yigalim. If there are aniyim in town and you see them every day and you pledge to give them tzedakah and you don't give, so you're in violation of Baal Te'acher immediately. Baal Te'acher by Karbanis, you live far away from Yerushalayim, so then you're only in violation of Baal Te'acher if you waited Sholosh Regalim. The Gemara fits it into the Pesukim, Sholosh Regalim. But as far as tzedakah is concerned, if there are no aniyim in your town, nobody approaches you, so do you have to go search out, look for aniyim before Sholosh Regalim, before the year comes to an end? But you don't have to look before regal rishon. You don't have to hurry. But if kaim aleim, kaim aniyim, if there are aniyim who are coming and they see you every day and they need the money, so then the Gemara says you're in violation of Baal Te'acher right away. So again, so the Gemara says there's a violation of Baal Te'acher if a person pledged to give money to tzedakah and the gizbar shel tzedakah is here and I don't give it to him. What if I pledge to give tzedakah? I'm going to distribute. I have a lot of money. I want to give my six. I'm going to distribute, let's say, $100,000. And I don't distribute it till after Shalosh Regalim. But not that I pledge to give it to a certain charity. I have a lot of tzedakah. I have to. So then the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Tosfos. Where is this Rabbeinu Tam?
Well, the previous
V'acharam in the previous Tosis, yeah. So they quote Rabbi Natan Pasuk, the tzedakah shepaskim litim b'yad ha-gabai, yesh to mebal te'acher. If you don't give it to the gabai, it's bal te'acher. If you don't mila mois for the gabai. However, the gabai is not in violation of bal te'acher. The gabai holds on to the money, and he has to see who is worthy. It may take him longer than shalosh agalim to give it. But if a person, avo masha adam noide b'yad atzmo l'kishiyirtze, ain't of bal te'acher. If a person pledges that he made a lot of money and he pledges he's going to distribute $100,000, so does he have to distribute the money not to the gabbai? He's going to distribute it to the aniyim or to the causes. Rabbi Natan says he doesn't have to hurry to do it within Shalosh Agalim. Avol Mashadim, the last two lines in the Tosfos for Acharamim. Avol Mashadim noyde b'yad atzmo, he holds it in his pocket, in his bank account, the kishayirtze. So the Rishonim have two versions of this Rabbi Natan. The Stipler has a whole essay on this. There seem to be two versions. So one version is, he said, L'kishayirtze, I plan to give $100,000 to tzedakah when I'll meet up with the right causes. He didn't meet up with the right causes yet. He's waiting. If you say the kishayirtze, then the Gemara says in the beginning of the Dorim says, if a person pledges to become a nazir, I pledge if everyone should survive this corona sickness, I pledge I'll become a nazir. But he didn't say when he'll become a nazir. So the Gemara says he has to hurry up to become a nazir before Shalosh Agalim go by. If you wait Shalosh Agalim, then it's about the acher on the net in the zeros. What if he says, I accept upon myself to observe Naziris for 30 days when I'll be ready, when I'll likisha eretze, when I'll make up my mind. So Kol Zmani didn't eretze, so there's no bal te'acher. That's what the Gemara says. So that's one version of what the Rabbi Natan said. I think that's the Chasam Sofer says that version. Likisha yirtze, so that if he says likisha yirtze, the Gemara in the beginning of the Dharm says that there's no bal te'acher, he's not in violation of the neder at all. And the other version is the way the Mordechai quotes the Rabbi Natan. It's the way the Tosis quoted it. That if you don't give the money to the gabbai, I pledge to give $100,000 to the gabbai. So if I wait Shalosh Agalim till I give it to the gabbai, I violate Bal Te'acher. But once the gabbai has the money, he doesn't have to distribute the money within Shalosh Agalim. And I got Bal Te'acher Melechalka. The gabbai waits till he sees a worthy cause and then he'll give the money. So the same that Rabbi Natan said, Ahemshah, Masha'adam, no, the Biaratzmo, he doesn't say the Kishayirtze, he didn't say that. He's pledging to distribute $100,000 to tzedakah. He's like the Gabbai here. He didn't pledge to give it to someone else. So the Gabbai is never in violation of Bal Te'acher. It's understood. The Gabbai will give it when he's good and ready, when he sees a cause that's a worthy cause. So these are the two versions of exactly what the Rabbi Natan said over here. The bottom Tosfos Maisvis quotes, there is a din.
Without saying anything, there's no stam das like we find by stam halvah shloishim yoim.
I don't know. They don't say like that. They don't say any stam das. No, no. You have the din of bal te'acher, and then the Rabbi Natan says it doesn't always apply. Bal te'acher is only if I don't give it to the gabbai. But if I never plan to give it to the gabbai, I said, I'm going to distribute. I made so much money, I'm going to give $100,000 to tzedakah. My success, I made $1 million. $100,000 is my success. And I say, there are three different opinions regarding my success. My success never mentioned in the Gemara. It's only in the Sifrei, on the Pasuk, Aser Ta'aseh called Tvor Zarecha, Yotzi Asad Shana Shana. The Rashi and the Mishnah quoted the Gemara from the Bavli, Aser Ta'aseh, we darshan the Shonas Kfulim. One goes on Maisa Paris, I'm talking Tirish for Yitz, and one goes on Maisa Behema. So just like Maisa Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be Mafish Mishana Al Chavato. I said, Shana, you shouldn't be Mafish Mishana Al Chavato. So to Maisa Behema, you shouldn't be Mafish Mishana Al Chavato. That's a Rashi and the Mishnah quoted from the Gemara. I said, the extra Kefa Loshan goes on Maisa Behema, the carbon Maisa Behema. But you shouldn't be mafish Mishana al Chavata, at least Lachatchila for sure not. But But the Sifrei says, "Anat pasuk aser taser." One goes on ma'isa peris that grow in Eretz Yisrael. One goes on ma'isa ksofim. So that's a shaila. Tosfos says in many different places that a lot of times comments that appear in the Sifrei are only asmachtes mederabon. So that's a big machlekes. So there is, you look in the Pesachei Tshuva in the beginning of Hilchas Tzedakah and Yerideya, so he quotes an opinion from the Rishonim that Maisa Ksofim is Daraisa. They understand the drosha of the Sifrei is real drosha Gemura. And if you hold that it's a drosha Gemura, then they hold that it's Betoris Maisa Oni. So you only Yotze if you give the Maisa Ksofim to Aniim. If you give it to yeshivas, to the hospitals, or to old age homes, or some other charitable cause, you're not Yotze. If you give it to cancer research, old Tzedakah, but it's not Tzedakah L'Aniim. So this opinion that holds them, Isaac Sofim is deraisa, they seem to hold that it's midin deraivit, sounds like it holds like that. Deraivit in the Sefer Kosov Shom in the end of Chulin. Quoted, we don't have that manuscript, it was lost. So we have this, deraivit is quoted in the Sefer Kafta Beferach. One of the Baliat, a group of Baliates moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote a Sefer Kafta Beferach, all the new dinim that apply only in Eretz Yisrael that they never observed in France and Germany and Europe before they came to Eretz Yisrael. So among other things there, he quotes this Ravid in the Kosov Shom. Kosov Shom is the Hasagas on the Balamor. And the Ravid sounds like he holds that Maisik Sof Mizderais and Ravid Yetzir, to give it to Aniim. And most disagree with that. So there's a Taz and Yerideus and Shin Lamed Alv. Shin Lamed Alv is the long simen. As all the dinim of Mitzvah Satlis Ba'aretz, Shemitah B'Yovel and everything, Chumas and Maisik, everything. So the Taz writes over there, he doesn't think we paskin that Maisek Sofim is the Raisa. We hold that it's only the Rabbanim. And we really don't even follow that. There's a tshuva in the Imre Yosher. Ramer Arik has a tshuva. He thinks that we really hold like the opinion that it's only a Midas Chasidus. It's a Minik Toif. And he recommends the first time a person gives Maisek Sofim in his lifetime, he should either say, I have in mind, Beli Neder. In case one year he won't make so much money, so he won't be obligated to give the Maisik Sof. The Pashtus this is that we assume that's a rough approximation of what's how much he can afford. Some people can afford. Oh, can I ask everybody to mute themselves so I won't hear my you won't hear the echo. So the generally accepted opinion is that Maisik Sofim is not a din deraisa, it's a shir and tzedakah. You can give it to the shul, you can give it to the yeshivas, give it to the hospitals, whatever is a tzedakah cause. It doesn't have to be dafka l'aniyim. Yeah. So here there's a...
According to the first version of Tosfos, if a person gives it to a gabbai, but he says, basically to the gabbai, he says, l'ksh'erza, what would be the halacha?
Now, if he says l'ksh'erza, the Gemara said the Ferish in the beginning of the Dharm, that there's no balteacher. He's not even Balteacher on giving it to the Gabbai. I pledge that when I'll decide I have enough money, I'll give it to this tzedakah. He said, when I'll decide I have enough money. He didn't decide yet. So the neder doesn't get off the ground. Neder is not binding. The only time there is Balteacher, if the neder is already binding and he delays fulfillment of the neder. But if he says the neder will be binding when I'll be in the mood, when I'll decide it, so he's Eina Reitza, so you're not yet Mechuyev.
So the difference within Tosfos is not really, like, it's like a little bit Ikachos and a Sefer. It's not really between Biyad Atzma and Agaba. It's more like when he says L'Kshir Tzeh or not.
That's how the Chassam Sefer understood Tosfos. If he said L'Kshir Tzeh, then there's no Baal Te'achar, as it says Beferish in the Gemara in the beginning of the Dharm, so Rabbi Natam is just saying over a Gemara. But the way the Mordechai presents the Rabbi Natam, it's different. He says the first line that Rabbi Natam said, when you don't give to the Gabbai, you're in violation of Baal Te'achar. But if the Gabbai doesn't distribute it to the Aniim, and Agabim Baal Te'ach Melechalka. So if you are the Gabbai, if you decided you're going to give $100,000 for Tzedakah, so you are the Gabbai. So you're not Mechuyev to give it within Shalosh Revam. You have time. That's a Shaila they sent to the Nadi Behuda. They sent a Shaila, and the Chubas Nadi Behuda. How do you decide when is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisek Sofim? The Mishnah has, let's say, Rosh Hashanah L'Maisek Behem is either Echad Be'elol or Echad Be'tishrei. We pass on Echad Be'tishrei. What does it mean? If you had 10 animals were born in your herd in the course of this year between Rosh Hashanah and next Rosh Hashanah, we pass on Echad Be'tishrei, then you mix them all together in a corral and you mafresh ma'isa behem. So what is the Rosh Hashanah for ma'isa k'safim? Is it Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah? Is it to b'shvat? What is the Rosh Hashanah for ma'isa k'safim? That you calculate how much did you earn in the course of the year. A lot of times you had to spend money in order to earn that. So that's not earning. So you have to subtract how much you lost. So how much, when is it considered, when is the year up? So the Nadi Behuda didn't answer. They sent him, the Shah didn't answer. Then they sent him the Shah again. So he says, you're pressuring me to take a stand on something that's not discussed in the Gemara. Whenever I write Shuvahs on topics that are discussed in the Gemara, the whole topic Ma'aseh K'safim is never mentioned in the Gemara. Tosfos and Tainis quotes that Sifrei and the Pasuk Aser Te'aser, that the Kefa Loshen, not like the Bavli, Aser Te'aser, the Kefa Loshen goes on Ma'aseh Behema, but rather it goes on Ma'aseh K'safim. So he says, but the whole thing, there's no Sugya in the Gemara. And he writes a Loshen, and if you hear writes a Loshen, whatever you're going to say is going to be a Boch Svara, Svara Sakeris, a Svara from your stomach. So he says, whatever you say is going to be not too valuable, because it's not based on Gemara. You're just making up something on the top of your head. But if you're pressuring me, you want to know. So I think he comes to the maskana that is Tu B'Shvat. I think he says, you decide how much did you earn from Tu B'Shvat to Tu B'Shvat, how much did you lose, how much did you earn, and then you have to determine how much you have to give Ma'aseh K'safim. But we assume the whole Ma'aseh K'safim is not their Isa. We assume it's not even their Rabbanon. We assume it's Amidas Chasidus. And that's what the Rav Meir Arik writes. The first time a person gives Ma'aseh K'safim, should really have in mind, they really say, B'li Neder. That says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, and you wash until it's a dime in the morning when you wake up, or you wash until it's a dime to eat bread. How far do you have to wash? So Rashi has a chumer. Rashi holds you have to wash till the wrist. And when you duchen, you have to wash till the elbow. Nobody washes till the elbow. Kiddush Jadayim Raglayim, nobody washes till the elbow. So we don't hold like Rashi. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says, when you wash for duchening for Kiddush Jadayim Raglayim, you have to wash till the wrist. When you wash for Hamotzi, you wash when you wake in the morning, you wash till the knuckles, that's all. So all year long, we have a lot of water, and we turn on the faucet. We don't pay so much for the water. So we're always machma like Rashi. But on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to do rechitza, you're only allowed to do if your hands are dirty. If your hands are dirty, then you're allowed to wash. And when you wake up in the morning, there's a ruach roshar ala yadayim. So then you're allowed to wash, Tosfos says, because like your hands are dirty. So you're only allowed to wash the bare minimum. So since we pass like Tosfos, on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you only wash till the knuckles. So it says in the Beis Yosef, it says in the Big Shulchan Aruch, the first time a person washes until it's Yadayim, a katan before Bar Mitzvah takes a neder is not binding. If he takes a neder, a minik tov is binding mitam neder. So the first time a person washes until it's Yadayim, a year before he becomes Bar Mitzvah, that's called katan mufla hasamach liyish. If a child before the age of 12 takes a neder, it's not binding at all, even though he's a genius. He knows what he's talking about. But between the age of 12 and 13, or by a girl, between the age of 11 and 12, a year before Bas Mitzvah, or by a boy, a year before Bar Mitzvah, that's called Mufla HaSamach LeYish. So then Darv Nivdokim, if he knows what he's talking about, then it's binding. So if he observes a Minik Toiv, it's also binding Mitam Nedem in the Rabbanon. It's not a Nedem in HaTorah, because Nedem in HaTorah is only Nefesh Kisishav Alevati Bisvasayim. You have to pronounce a Nedem with your lips. So here there is no... He didn't say with his lips, but his binding with the Rabbanan itam neder. That's how the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Yudalad Yeredeh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that from the Ran and the Dorim, b'shem the Balei HaTosfos. The Ranam has a whole different pshat in the Gemara, but the Balei HaTosfos learn pshat and minik tov is binding itam neder. So that's what it says. The first time in your life, after the age of 12 by a boy, or after the age of 11 by a girl, first time they're going to wash until it's a dime till the wrist. They should say B'li Neder, so it won't be binding. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, they won't have to wash till the rest. We don't say B'li Neder because when we're little children before the age of 12, they teach us kids to Shulchan Aruch. So we were taught at a very young age that every day you wash your hands till the wrist and accept Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, you wash till the knuckles. So that's the way we were brought up. So we never took a Neder stam. We know that. We know from day number one that a Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, we're not going to wash till the wrist. So we don't have to say B'li Neder. But that's what the Rav Meir Arik recommends in his Tshuva Sefer. Imre Yosha. And the Imre Yosha, he recommends that the first time you mafrish ma'isek sofim, you should say b'li neder, so it won't be binding. So again, so the bottom tesis on Dalet Amud Aleph has a din of biur ha-maisris. There's a 7-year cycle, and the obligation to be mafrish chumas ha-maisris is a function of which year of the Shemitah cycle is it. The first 2 years in mafrish chumas gedolah ma'isrish and ma'isrish sheni. The third year in mafrish ma'isa oni instead of ma'isa sheni. This fourth year and the fifth year in mafrish chumas gedolah ma'isrish and ma'isa sheni. And the sixth year in mafrish ma'isa oni. The seventh year you're not mafrish anything. That's the question. Why not? Because the seventh year you're not mechuyev to be mafrish anything. It's not year number 1, year number 3, year number 5. The seventh year they're not mafrish anything. Or maybe because the seventh year everything is hefker. So that's a big question. There was a big machloikis, Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mabit, and the Paris that grow in the Shnat HaShemitah, the Beis Yosef is of the opinion, HaShviz Tish Metena Unetashta, it's a mitzvah on the part of the Jewish farmer to declare all the Paris that grow in Shemitah. And Eretz on his farm, he should declare it as Hefka. Kolzman is not declaring it as Hefka. Let's say there's a Nochri has a farm. So the Paris of the Nochri do not become Hefka automatically, according to Rabbi Yosef Karo. And even the Paris of a Jew, if he doesn't want to be mafke, he's not observant. He doesn't want to be mafke, it does not become hefker automatically. Tishmenten, when it tashta means, it's a mitzvah on the farmer to be mafke. So let's say the farmer is not mafke, so according to the Beis Yosef, Yimuchuyiv min haTorah, to be mafke is chumas amaisras. Well, so others say, no, it's not pata because, that's a question. Perish v'is are pata because it's hefker, or perish v'is are pata because the halacha says, what you mafish each year? And Shemitah, the Torah never says anything. You're not to be mafresh anything. So that's a big discussion. This Taipala has a whole essay about that. Some Rishonim write the Farish. Even the Parish that grow during Shnas HaShemitah, which don't have Kedushas Parish V's, and therefore the farmer is not Mukhiv to be mafker, still you're not Mukhiv to be mafresh from Musamaisis. That's a question whether that's true. Whether the Parish Shemitah are part of from Chumas and Maisris because you are mafker them, because they're Hefker, or no? Because Parish V's are part of. So the din is, the 7-year cycle is divided into 3 units, 3 years, 3 years, in Shnas HaShemitah. So at the end of the 3-year cycle, the Torah gives you 6 months, from Rosh Hashanah till Erev Pesach, a little over 6 months, to give away all the Trumas and Maisras. And then on Erev Pesach of the 4th year, the same thing, the next 3-year cycle, the years 4, 5, 6, then the Torah gives you the first 6 months in the 7th year, Shnas HaShemitah, is the Shas HaBiur. You have to give away Shumas and Maisus and Maisus Sheni and so on. And then on Erev Pesach of the 4th year and Erev Pesach of the 7th year, you're supposed to recite B'yarti HaKodesh Men Abayis, etc. I gave away the Truma, I gave away the Bikurim, I gave everything away. So there is a din of Shas HaBiur. So how does this fit in over here with the Baal Te'acher? But the Acher is Shalosh Regolim. If he has Trumas and Maisris, the Gemara says Maisris and Tesis says they think Trumas is probably included. If you have Trumas and Maisris, there's a din about the Acher. You have to, if you don't give it away within Shalosh Regolim or within a year, whichever comes first, you violate Baal Te'acher. How can you have more time? But you violated Baal Te'acher already. You still have time until Erev Pesach of the 3rd year, Erev Pesach of the 7th year, how can it be you have time? So that's what Tosfos says. Once you're mafrish, the first wide line, calls manshalo hifrish, then there's no Baal Te'acher. If a person took an neder to bring a korban, so the Gemara said, the Pharisee said, two kinds of Baal Te'acher. One is he took the neder and he wasn't mafrish the korban yet. One is he was mafrish the korban and didn't bring it to Yerushalayim. So we said the Pnei Yeshua and Beitzah said the difference between them. Omar v'loy afrish, if he took a neder, he wasn't mafrish the korban yet. So the essay of v'osah shama v'aleisim shama, you have to bring it regular rishon, doesn't apply. But the Baal Te'acher applies on both cases, either afrish v'loy akriv or omar v'loy afrish. There would be Baal Te'acher. But that's if he took a neder. But over here by Trumas HaMaisras, he didn't take any neder. Because man is not mafrish, Tosfos said there's no Baal Te'acher. But there will be a din of beer if he has storage houses full of tevel, and he wasn't mafresh anything yet. So if he waits till Pesach of the 3rd year, the 4th year, and Pesach of the 7th year, then he's mevatel a mitzvah beer. The mitzvah beer means whatever you have in the first 3 years, you have to give away by Pesach of the fourth year and Pesach of the seventh year. Then you say, B'yarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis.
Was Kor HaShem without Afrosha, Trumas and Maisvis, would also be?
Kor HaShem, Kor HaShem means Afrosha. That's what Afrosha means. When you declare, this is Truman, this is Maisa, that's Kriya Shem, yeah.
Without that Afrosha, like the Gemara speaks about on Shabbos, if a person didn't have another Chavis, if he is just Kor HaShem, that eventually he's going to be Mafrosh.
No, that is Afrosha. It is the Afrosh. He says, what do you mean? He says, Shnei Lugan Shani Asid LaHafrish.
Yeah.
He's already declaring it should be Truma now. Yeah. So it already becomes, if you hold Yesh Brera, then it's Chal now. If you hold, we pass can name Brera. So it's not Chal. When you mafrish Truma Samayas, it has to be Mavura. Where I can't just say 2% of all the Tvur should turn it to Truma. Which 2%? You have to say which 2%. And I say the 2% of wine that I'll pour out after Havdalah, Amatzoi Shabbos, I already declare now, those droplets of wine, wherever they are, should become Truma now. So the Gemara says that depends whether Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. We pass an Ein Brera, so it's not Chal. It can't be Chal now. I can say the 2% should be Chal Likashe Afrishenu, Amatzoi Shabbos. When I will designate which 2% should be Truma, it should become Truma then. So that's Yesh Brera. It'll be Mavura then on Matzoi Shabbos. But I can say the droplets of wine, wherever they are in the barrel, should be, those droplets of wine that I will ultimately pour into a container on Matzoi Shabbos after Abdullah should already become Truma now, wherever they are in the barrel. We pass that's not Chal because Zayim Brera can't be Chal. According to the other opinion, it is Chal. Okay. It is Chal. So then there will be Baltiachen because he was Mafrish. Yeah. Okay. We will stop here and believe that tomorrow we will continue in Rosh Hashanah on Erev Shabbos. On Friday, I'll give a shiur at 10:30 on Parshas HaShavua, on Parshas Pinchas. But tomorrow we'll learn Rosh Hashanah. We'll continue Rosh Hashanah. Rich topics. Okay.
Rebbe.
Yes.
Where does the Ramban say that there's an Isser Asay and also a Kiyam Asay? For Nadarim?
The Ramban in this Sefer HaMitzvah was commenting when the Rambam lists off in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, first half of Sefer HaMitzvah, he gives you the 14 klolim that determine what belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, what not, what you count as one mitzvah, what you count as many mitzvahs. Then the second half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he lists off 248 mitzvahs asay, and then the last section is what are the 365 mitzvahs lois asay. So when the Rambam writes the listing of the mitzvahs asay, and he says the mitzvah sasei of Motzvah Secha Tishma with Kol HaYetz Mipiv Yaseh. He says it's one and the same mitzvah. So the Ramban is Masik. He says, no, should be counted as two. So he has a long piece over there. And he says, one is a Kiyam Esei, one is an Iser Esei. And he says, you only have Bal Te Acher on Nidri Gavoya, Nidri Harshus Not. Not like that Ran in Adorim and the Samach Dalet. And then he has the third distinction that by Nidri Gavoya, there's no need to say Hareni Nod, Hareni Nishma. That's all somewhere in the tzaddiks, I think. But on the Rambam, when the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Kol HaYetz Mipiv Yaseh.
When the Gemara says can't be Yisrael, can't be Eved Kachavim.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't we say that he was Jewish, the king?
Yeah, it means a religious Jew, but he was brought up like a guy. So he's, if he's going to give tzedakah, Babush Yichye B'ni, and the son's not going to live, he's going to ask for his money back.
His psychology
was that of a non-Jew. He didn't have a Jewish psychology.
The whole idea of kichmitz and loy hichmitz, is that specifically like what by someone like him who would that apply also to a regular Machas Yisrael? Obviously not, right? I mean, a Machas Yisrael which has no identity as Jews.
Yeah, same thing. Right now, the government in Eretz Yisrael, no one's happy with the government. The religious Jews are not happy and the secular Jews are not happy. No one's happy with the government. Just because they're not happy doesn't mean that it's not a legitimate government. They were elected. They were chosen. So right now, they make accommodations for Shabbos and for Kashrus and the army. You can have tainus here and there. Why this? Why that? We always have tainus. We have tainus on Hashgachas in America also. But you can't say that the Israeli government is totally secular. They don't make accommodations. It's clearly a Jewish government. a clearly Jewish government.
But if they were totally secular, would have a din of Malchus Umas Olam?
I think so. That's going to be Lachash HaHechmetz. There are people in Eretz Yisrael, a big push, they're making a Medina L'chol Yoshveha. It should be a secular Medina, nothing to do with the Jewish religion. It should just be a Medina like all Medinas. So then, even though so many Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, it won't be a Malchus Yisrael anymore. If the official government is totally secular, that's like Lachash HaHechmetz. I think so.
Can I ask you a question on yesterday about Shtar Meir de Latzmai?
Yeah.
Rebbe brought a proof from Rashi Daf Gimel on of Gittin that that people are not maids. So
right.
Why would that be different than every Adim that we rely on Chazakah that they're kosher? So we say like, Isser Beitzatz Eidach Adiuchzak. Every Adim we have to rely on a previous Chazakah, and then we consider Adim. So in other words, by Shtar itself, when we discuss the Shtar, we rely on the Chazakah that the Shtar, that there is, just like a regular Adim, we rely on the Chazakah that there is Adim. And then we know that there's Adim. So by the Shtar also, we rely on the Chazakah that there's Adim, and then there's Adim. Not necessarily does it bring out this larger theory of...
Yeah, but it's a bigger problem. Adim, two people walk in, flesh and blood, and we know that they're Jewish. So that's two Adim. So rely on Cheskes Kashas. Okay, every person has Cheskes Kashas until you know that he's a Balaver. But here, who says there's even a Shtar? A guy comes with a piece of paper, maybe he forged the whole thing. Who says that people signed it? So we say there's a ruba de lesa kama lochatze finish lizayufe, and since that's probably the case, so the shtar is made al atzmo that it's ain a mizuyuf. So the whole need for kiyum hashtar is only midirabbanim.
Adim without chesis kashrus are not adim at all either.
Okay.
Halachically, but
okay. But here, so, but these two people walked into Bezin. There are two human beings there. Here, who says that there are two people signed on the shtar? Maybe I forged the whole thing. Maybe I signed everything. So that's a chiddush of Hilchos Shtar. The Shtar is made al atzmo, that it is a Shtar.
And was that said also, the mandamar, Edom Asir Karti? Only Edom Asir Karti? Or only...
There are two types of Shtaris. There's a Shtar Kinyan and a Shtar Raya. So a Shtar Kinyan is a Get, or a Shtar Kiddushin, or a Shtar Mechiris Karka. It accomplishes something, changes. So by Shtari Kinyan, there's a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Lozer, whether Eidim Sivir Kais, Eidim Kais. But we were talking about Shtar Raya. We weren't talking about Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar Raya is Eidis Biksav. So who says there are any Eidis? That's halacha. The Shtar is made on itself, but it's a Shtar Raya. The Shtar is made on itself that it is a Shtar, that the Eidim were kosher. Chazok Eil Alam Chais Malashtam Kein Nasa Godel. We assume the loiva was bar mitzvah. We assume that the Edom were bar mitzvah who signed it. We assume everything, mistam hakol b'hechsha nasa. We assume everything is probably done kedin. And therefore, the shtar includes how God has said this on all of this.
So none of this whole theory wasn't said by Shtar Kinyan?
If you hold like Reb Meir, that's
a... Like
Reb Meir holds Eidi Chasim Makarsa means the way to make a shtar Kinyan is by my giving my girlfriend a shtar raya that we are married. This causes us to become married. A couple is married by my giving my wife a shtar raya that we are divorced. That makes us divorced. When I want to give you a house as a matana, I give you a shtar raya. The house belongs to you. By my giving you a raya, the house is yours. That causes the house to become yours. That's Rameya's understanding of what a shtar kinyan is all about. Every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. And we don't paskin like Rav Meir. We paskin Shtar Raya starts off as Eidus Bitzav. Shtar Kinyan has nothing to do with Shtar Raya. It doesn't have to start off at all. You don't have to have any Eidim signed at all. That's a fundamental machlokes, whether every Shtar Kinyan has to start off as a Shtar Raya, and that's the technique. That's how the Kinyan takes effect. By my giving you a Raya, that this is the fact, that causes it to become the fact. Well, no. Shtar Kinyan is Sipar HaMaisa Bitzav. Hanim Salahavera. A totally different definition. The way we paskin, two different concepts of the Shtar. Shtar Raya is Eidus Bikzav, and Shtar Kinyan is a Sipra Maisa Bikzav. not at all Eidus Miksav.
Thank you.
May I please ask you a quick question?
Sure.
What's the difference between the Queen of England and Daryavish?
Queen of England rules...
In terms of Malchus Yisrael over it, when British was ruling over.
Okay. It didn't mean anything to her. She didn't... It didn't mean anything to her or to the whole world. Was no perception. Even if she claims that she's a descendant from David HaMelech, but the world doesn't have a perception that this is a Jewish government. It's a secular government. So our Tachshasta, the first couple of years, Kodim Shechmitz was under his mother's influence, the way the Malbim explains. So she was the Yeshiva Yeshiva Zitzla. And after Hechmitz, then he was like the Queen of England. It didn't mean anything. I think so.
But otherwise, so it has nothing to do with the fact that there was no Medina yet.
I don't think so. I don't think so. And in the days of Artaxerxes, he had 127 Medinas. One of them was Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was Palestine then. Okay, it was a Medina, Palestine. And so if it would mean something to the Queen of England, that she's Jewish and she's ruling over Eretz Yisrael, it had some significance, so then you can say it's a Malchus Yisrael. But it didn't mean anything. Ruling over Palestine was like ruling over Australia, like ruling over everything else in the British Empire. Didn't mean anything.
Okay, thank you.
Does Rabbi have time for another question?
Sure.
So the Gemara in Daf Vav brings from Uvata Shama and Motzi Sfasecha that you need both of those psukim, even though they both teach you that there's a asay when it comes to bringing karbanos. So the Gemara says, why do you need both? And so the Gemara says, once to teach you the Amar Velo Ifrish.
Yeah.
So isn't that against the Pnei Yeshua?
I don't know. I have to look in the Gemara again. The Pnei Yeshua says the essay of Regal Rishon, you don't violate Amar Velay Afresh. The Gemara goes on Regal Rishon? I forgot already.
I think so. I think Motzi Sfasecha and Uvasa Sham are both talking about Regal Rishon.
Maybe it just means there's an essay. There's an essay. If you die and you never fulfill the nether, Amar Velay Afresh, then you violated the essay. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Regal Rishon. Maybe it just goes on the yes. The Pnei Yeshua was talking about Regal Rishon, that it doesn't apply. Amar Velay Afresh, the essay of Regal Rishon doesn't apply. But this is a different thing. Amar Velay Afresh, if he pledges and he never fulfills it, then he violated the essay. Okay?
So Motzi Sfasecha is only after Shul Shrigal?
No, if he never fulfills it, period. He dies and he never fulfilled it. Even if he fulfills it after Shul Shrigal, according to the Bavli, he was not mevatel the essay. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes that if you don't, the Bal Teachad, the Shalosh Regalim, is a shir in the neder, that if you don't fulfill the neder mitzvah within Shalosh Regalim, you're mevatel the essay. And the Babli holds you're not mevatel the essay. If you would be mevatel the essay, then it would be Baban Adar Mishta Shalada Mesa. And the Gemara says, that the Ishta doesn't die if he violated Bal Teachad, because the Shalosh Regalim is not a shir and a neder. It's a separate din, Bal Teachad. But he is Mekayim the essay. If ultimately he does give the carbon, you don't say that he was Mevatel the essay. It was Mekayim the essay. The essay is only violated if he dies and he never fulfilled it.
But doesn't the Gemara in Daf Da'at Amud Beis, when learning out the Shita of Rabbi Meir, so it also brings this pasuk Uvasa Shama, and it says that from that pasuk Rabbi Meir learns that you only have one rego. And on that Gemara, the Gemara says they're bun on hold, that's where you learn out the assay. So some they also learn like Rabbi Meir, but going on the first rego.
Yeah, Vasa Shama Vaisim Shama, that's rego Rishon. So that's only the Pnei Yeshua claims that's only if Afrish Velayakri, but Amar Velayafrish. I have to take a look in the Gemara again. Okay, I got to look for tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. So the din of Amna Sheikha B'ni would not apply to Yisrael Mumar?
It depends what his psychology is. If sometimes you have a Mumar who was brought up in Yeshiva all his life, he talks Yiddish and everything, so he has a psychology of a Yid. This Atachshachtza was brought up as a Goy Gomer. He didn't have any Jewish psychology. So he had a Goyishan psychology.
He was brought up by his mother.
No, he was brought up by the father. They had no Yeshiva education, for sure. He didn't have any Torah education at all.
He was his mother was Esther.
Huh?
He had a very great mother. His mother was Esther.
Okay. But you see, it didn't help too much. Okay.
So he was not married anyone. Yeah. So there's no clear parameters about a mumma or...
It depends whether what his psychology is.
If it's psychology, person.
Yeah. The Jewish psychology that if you give tzedakah in the schus of the tzedakah, some should have it for shleima, I should have atzloch in business or whatever, and then it doesn't turn out like that. I still gave the tzedakah b'leib gomer, and I wanted the schus that I should have something wonderful. And the goyish psychology is it's zetachazeh. If what I requested is not going to be fulfilled, I will want my money back. So each person has a different psychology. Very good. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Berlinetta, 11:45.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.